Some enchanted evening. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Happy Talk, Bali High. The songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein's in South Pacific are among the most famous in theater history. Next weekend, theater at UAFS will revive the World War II based musical with full orchestra for three performances at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith. Yesterday, I talked with Bob Stevenson, director of theater at UAFS, in his office on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus. He says the musical was selected for the current season of entertainment at UAFS in the summer. First rehearsals began in August, and just this week, the rehearsals resumed after a four-week holiday break. I asked him if the first run-throughs after the hiatus showed any atrophy.
I expected there to be, and there was a little, but really not as much as I thought there was going to be. We had just put in a couple of the dances right before we left. They were brand new, and so that was a little hard on them because they basically done them like twice, and then we're off for 4 weeks. And so we spent a lot of last night recovering those dances. But the acting and the singing, I guess we had spent so long on it, you know, spending about 4 months on it, that I kind of expected that we would spend a day or two picking it back up. And really, the first time we did it was, in fact, better than where we left it. And so I think the incubation process over the break actually maybe did them some good, freed them up a little bit. So I was really surprised. I haven't done it this way before, you know, and so that was a pleasant surprise for me.
You mentioned trying to decide the musical. You want something that people know, because that's how you get people
in the door. Yeah.
In the door. But then do you have people that come in with expectations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had an expectation coming to it before we even started to put it on its feet, and I think the audience will too. I mean, you've got the 1952, I think it was, movie out there that I imagine a lot of people have seen. There have been several relatively high-profile either film or theater remakes of it in the last couple of years. There was a 2001 film, I think, with Harry Connick Jr., and then there was just last year, 2010, Lincoln Center revival that was really well received. And so I think that, along with the fact that a lot of people know these songs, you know, I mean, I imagine any Rodgers and Hammerstein musical you could pick out one song from, you know, people, Oklahoma, they okay, LA, you know, they know Oklahoma. But with South Pacific, we just keep thinking about it. It's like every song almost is a song that you know. You know, I mean, that most of us knew the words to before we even got the scripts. And so I think there's an expectation there of what it sounds like. And so meeting that expectation, I think, is impossible when it comes right down to it. So what we decided is, you know, we want to do the best sounding, best looking musical we can, but we want it to be our particular take on it, the one we want to do. And so we've sort of come up with a concept that's a little more realistic, maybe a little more Band of Brothers, a little more Saving Private Ryan. It doesn't try to hide the fact that we're in a war. It doesn't try to hide the fact that this is dirty, low supply. You know, these people are making do with what they have. And they're at the beginning, at least, they're on the losing side of a war. And so morale is low. You know, we're not trying to hide that fact and gloss it over with glitzy dance and stuff like that. We're trying to keep it a little more honest, a little more emotional, a little more real. And then, of course, there are the big show-stopping numbers, you know, which are there for a reason. But in the acting scenes, a little more honesty.
This is a work that's 60-plus years old. And if you are of a certain age, like you said, it's part of the social fabric. Going to wash that man right out of my hair, Bali High, things like that. For the younger people in your cast, were they familiar with South Pacific?
A lot of the students were maybe not familiar in the way that we would be familiar with it. But, you know, they knew about it because they are theater students, music students, and they're aware of the literature. I'm wondering, and I'm not really certain about this, how many of the just average general population, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, does it factor on their radar, really? You know, I think, I don't know if musical theater is something that is really expressed well in the modern culture. You know, I think there are certain people who love theater and they go to theater and and you know, if they see a musical movie, like if Chicago comes out as a musical, they're going to go see that. But maybe that is their only exposure for a large section of them to musicals. So it's very interesting to have people in there who are going to criticize every move you make because they've seen it before five times, and people who are enjoying it for the very first time and learning who these people are. It's a huge sort of spectrum of audience to try to please, and ultimately we just have to do the best we can and do our show. You know,
have you ever worked with South Pacific before?
I have, but only very in a very limited fashion. It's an interesting story. The first, right as I was getting into acting, I'd done technical theater for a long time, but right as I was getting into performance, right before I went and auditioned for my first show, I went and saw a production of South Pacific that that company was about to do. And it was quite fantastic production. And so I think it was one of the first times I ever looked at a show not just as an audience member or as an audience member technician who went, yeah, this is a good show, and I see how you did that. But to look at it from a point of view of, wow, there are people up there, and these people have, you know, they're performing these roles, but they also have lives outside of this. It was the first time I had an experience as a viewing acting, you know, through lens. And so it kind of holds a special place for me in that respect. And it was a fantastic show, and it was one I always wanted to come back to at some point and say, I want to do that because it sort of started me in a way down this path.
True or false? It's harder to act and sing than just act.
True. For a multitude of reasons, having done it myself, I can speak authoritatively on this, I suppose. They're relatively different performance phenomena. Acting, we're very much concerned with truth. You know, there's an element of technique that goes into acting that is necessary. Otherwise, you can't hear me, you can't see me, you can't... the story doesn't make it to you. But ultimately, what I'm really concerned with an actor is living and breathing the story. As a singer, I have to be much more concerned with technique because the sustainment of the voice gives me opportunities for technical failure that I don't possess in a moment of speaking. Because I can stop and catch my breath and it's okay, but I can't stop in the middle of singing a song, you know, or I can, but it causes a whole different set of problems. And plus you're working with an orchestra, in our case, you know, and having to follow or lead them depending on the particular song. And so, yes, and not only do I have to do all of that, but I have to act while I'm doing it. I'm also trying to present information to the audience, you know, and give them a point of view on my character. And so, no, more difficult than just acting by itself.
Let's say you're 19. You haven't been half a world away from home. Maybe you've never been in love. You've probably never been in the military. But yet you have to convey that. I know that's acting. But how do you get – we could spend the next 7 hours on it. But how do you get there?
It's a journey. Every play is a journey. Even a musical is no different. You know, acting is a universal art form in the sense that as people we possess the capability of playing any role ever that's ever been written. We have that inside of us somewhere. Most of us have just never gone anywhere close to accessing it. And so a big part of it is research. And you say, okay, so what do I know? I mean, I don't know what it's like to be in the military. I don't know what it's like to maybe be in love in this type of way. I didn't have to leave my country and move half a world away. But what do I know that is similar to that? You know, I did have to leave my high school, which felt safe, and go to college. You know, I did have a girlfriend, and maybe it was not, you know, love, but I liked her a lot, and she was really interesting. We wrote notes to each other, and we checked the box and all that sort of stuff. And so you begin to draw on these experiences you do have, and then on experiences you see with other people, you know, a little research into the military, watching war films or talking to people in your family or that you know that have served in the military can give you a lot of insight, and you begin to build this sort of pastiche of experience, and from that, you're able to sort of assemble a credible performance that has honesty in it.
Bob Stevenson is the director of theater at UAFS. The production of South Pacific at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center opens Friday, January 20th at 7:30. Additional performances Saturday night, the 21st at 7:30, and Sunday, the 22nd at 2:30. I talked to Bob Stevenson yesterday in his office on the University of Arkansas Fort Smith campus. You can hear much more from our conversation online at OzarksAtLarge.com.